Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, this is Paris. I'm here at Gamescom, and I'm very excited to talk about this game because ever since I saw the teaser for it and I knew it was coming to Gamescom, I go, oh my God, I'm going to Gamescom. I'm going to get to see this. So I'm talking about Disintegration, and I got someone to talk about it, so please introduce yourself.
All right, my name is Marcus Leto. I am the creative director and the president of V1 Interactive and of our game, our first debut game called Disintegration.
Thank you so much for talking to me. So I just have to say, for me personally, this is a great honor because obviously your legacy with Halo.
Oh, thanks.
I have to say Halo Reach, just one of my favorite games ever.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm very excited to be able to talk to you. So let's just talk about this game. Tell people what it is, what they can expect.
So Disintegration, it's a first-person shooter, pretty much unlike anything you've probably ever played before. So it definitely carves out a unique territory where we take parts of a real-time tactics game, and we blend them into those elements into a first-person shooter where we put the player in the seat of this vehicle called a grav cycle. We give that grav cycle offensive and defensive capabilities, and we, through first-person shooter mechanics, actually have them control a small squad of units on the ground, each of whom have unique capabilities that you can learn to use tactically in the midst of combat.
So that's the interesting thing about this, because when it first got teased, I was like, okay, sci-fi first-person shooter, cool, but then actually here at Gamescom, when we saw the trailer, I go, wait, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. So when we had the presentation earlier, and just like you explained now what it is, and then I got hands-on with it, it clicked. I was like, okay, I get this now. Because in my head, I'm like, all right, this is part shooter, part kind of RTS, like a blend of XCOM or something like that. But we played, and I want you to talk about this 5v5 mode that we played, but we played the 5v5 mode, and at first I was a little confused, but then once it clicked, and the way that you control your troops, along with you being the pilot in that vehicle, it's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, you know the thing that's interesting about it, because it is not just a first-person shooter,
right,
and it's not just a real-time strategy game, that it's something that you haven't played before. So, it takes a little bit of getting into it to understand, like, oh, there's these two things that when they're married together in the way that we spent a long time working on and iterating on trying to solve the problems with that, with the and the challenges with blending these two things together in a way that felt solid and felt fluid from that first-person perspective. But we're super happy with, after inventing brand new mechanics for actually getting those units to move around on in the battle space and adhere to your orders in a way that you feel like they're always there, they're always with you, and they're basically the left hand to your right hand, and together you are a solid crew. Once you start understanding those gameplay mechanics, man, things click and you become a devastating force.
It got intense in that PvP match, which, you know, there's so much I want to talk about, but let's just skip to that right now. So we played a 5v5 PvP mode.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Can you talk about that? What is it?
Yeah, our first gameplay multiplayer mode is called Retrieval, where we have a two-round match where you either play offense or defense. On the offense, your goal is to go grab one of two energy cores that are on the map and deliver them to an inside enemy territory, deep inside their enemy territory, where they are defending that territory and trying to keep you from delivering them, of course. So it's a three-point round, and you try to get as many cores as you can in there before your time's up, and round switch, and then you switch over to the defense in this case, and keep that, see whether or not you can keep the attacking team from delivering any of their cores. Yep. So it gets super, super intense, like as you can imagine.
And then can you talk about, and I don't want to misquote exactly what they are. I wrote it down as kind of almost character classes, factions, that the ones that you can pick.
The crews.
Yeah, there you go.
So crews. The crews in our multiplayer game, each are a unique themed group of a grav cycle and a pilot and units on the ground, all with their unique loadouts. Each of the crews kind of plays a loose role in combat, so you can choose one that fits your play style.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're the heavy that wants to go in with nukes and onboard grenades and the tank that just smashes on the ground, you can pick that crew. Or if you want to play the marksman shooter that is healing units as more support, keeping those units alive in the middle of combat, keeping that team alive, you can play that role. So if a team coordinates properly with a great team comp of crews, they can be completely unstoppable.
Yeah, I was cycling through the different ones, and I kind of settled on one where I was doing the disruptor, and then you follow that with the machine. I was like, okay, I get the combo of this now. And then you send your troops in behind that, and you fire off there. So actually talk about that a little bit, the abilities of like your crew members when you're...
Yeah. Yeah, so each one of the abilities, each one of the crew members, the squad units on the ground, they each have a unique ability. They're kind of like chess pieces. Think of them that way, a little bit like that. So you learn how to use them strategically. Some of them have like concussion grenades that they can they throw out and can EMP units on the ground, causing critical damage for any shots that are hit on them right after that. Some have disruptor rockets that can fire and damage other enemy grav cycles. So if you fire your EMP from one craft, from your craft, and start shooting at that grav cycle, you can also priority target that grav cycle, and your units will just devastate it. So you really can rely on them to produce quite a bit of amazing damage within the middle of a multiplayer match, for sure.
So we've been talking PvP and characters and all this, but there is a campaign. There is a story that's in this.
Yeah, that's where it all started, actually. Yeah. The single-player campaign is something that I started working on the fiction for this game over 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And as we began the prototype for it, and then we're able to sign the deal with Private Division to actually start the studio for real and build the studio out to about the 30-person team size that we are right now. We focused 100% on the story campaign initially, and that is it's a roller coaster ride that we take the player through a variety of different locations against lots of different ground units as well as aerial units and boss-like enemies. So there's a ton of things to experience there, but the story is deep, it's rich, it's full of expansion and capability there.
So, and obviously, I don't even want to get spoiled on the story. I want to experience it for myself. But one thing in the presentation that we got is actually the name of the game is kind of integral to what this is all about.
It is.
Because there was the integration. So
yes.
We're human, but we're in, a robot body, cyborg body. How, can you talk
that
about that a little bit?
So in this near future, it's a world in which humanity's really been dealt a pretty bad deck of cards.
Yeah.
There's a potential extinction event on the horizon. So in order to survive, we've taken the human brain and integrated it with a robotic armature.
Yeah.
So there's people inside there.
Right.
They're just people like you and me. They're not genetically modified super soldiers like the Master Chief or anything like that. They are normal folks, and they want to be human again. That's their goal.
Right.
So once the problems of the world are solved, they want to be able to reintegrate with a cloned body of themselves and do the things they love to do as humans, you know, like have a great meal and love one another and have kids and that kind of stuff. But there's a whole bunch of integrated who don't want to do that, who have split off and formed a military form called the Rayon. And this faction now is our enemy. It's the thing that is the greatest threat to humanity. So we are a group of these integrated who have broken away and are now being hunted, and they've been outlawed by the Rayon, and they are we're fighting on this much larger global conflict around the fringes of that conflict to bring the Rayon down.
Hey, I have to tell you, like I said, I only recently found out about the game, but just in this little bit of time and now getting hands-on with it and kind of hearing you talk about what the story's going to be, it sounds very ambitious. But one last thing before I want to wrap it up. Again, in the presentation, it was emphasized, like you even just said it, that you have a 30-person team.
Yeah.
And that was actually very important to keep the team small for what you're trying to make. I don't know if we're going to talk about that a little
bit. Yeah, you know, I want to, when I was at Bungie, we were able to, initially building Halo, we were that small team, and it was really great because everybody was hands-on, and then this franchise grew, the team grew immensely to, you know, 300 to 400 people, now 600 and 700 people, to the point where you didn't really know everybody on the team. And it wasn't that kind of close-knit family. I wanted to get back to the roots of that. V1 is a studio that is comprised of seasoned devs like myself, as well as brand new talent. And we have this real healthy mix as a result. It's really important to us to have that kind of everybody's critical path, everybody's hands-on, and everybody knows what they're doing and takes ownership over part of the project. It's a healthy studio as a result of that, and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And I think it shows through what we're building then as a result. The efficiency at which we can build things because we are small and because we can like talk about something in the morning and have it functional that afternoon.
That is cool.
That is the key reason that we can build such an ambitious game like this with such a small team.
Again, Marcus, thank you so much for talking to me. This has been, like I said, getting hands-on with it. It was just this massive info dump at the end. I'm like, oh, wait, where's this game come from? I didn't know where this was coming from. I like the blend of what you're doing. It's unique. No one else is doing it.
Thanks.
And I think we need that in this industry instead of just doing the same carbon copy, first-person shooter stuff. This is going to bring something unique to the market. I'm excited for it now. I know you haven't put an official date on it other than 2020, but I can't wait for it. It's going to be fantastic.
I really appreciate that sentiment because it means a lot to us when we hear that, because that's our goal, is to make something unique and different and take a risk.
Yeah,
that's great. And we're hoping people appreciate it like it seems like you do.
Yeah, I think people will. When people get their hands on this, I think they're going to be very impressed with what you created. So thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.